Scripture reading, Genesis chapter 37, verses 17b through 20, chapter 50, verses 19 through 21. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to each other. "Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns, and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams." But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Devotional. One of the great wonders of the sovereignty or the bigness of God is the way He moves invisibly in and through human affairs. We observe this powerfully in Joseph's life as he suffers a number of traumatic experiences at the hands of his family and ends up living exiled in Egypt for decades. Even when suffering from one setback after another, Joseph trusts that God is somehow leading him into a larger purpose. Scholar Walter Brueggemann writes, "The theme of the Joseph narrative concerns God's hidden and decisive power, which works in and through, but also against, human forms of power. The theme is that God is working out His purpose through and in spite of Egypt, through and in spite of Joseph and his brothers. The evil plans of human folks do not defeat God's purpose. Instead, they unwittingly become ways in which God's plan is furthered." Philip Brooks, a 17th century American preacher, summarized God's redemptive work this way: "You must let God teach you the only way to get rid of your past is to make a future out of it. God will waste nothing." God never discards any of our past when we surrender ourselves to Him. He is the Lord God Almighty. He fashions every mistake, sin, and detour we take in the journey of life into a future of blessings. Much of how God accomplishes this remains a mystery. We are simply invited to trust His goodness and love. Question to consider: what hopes and dreams come to mind when you consider that God wastes nothing? Prayer. Father, I trust in Your goodness and love today. You placed me in my particular family, in a particular place and moment in human history. All that I have received from You. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. While I cannot see all You see, I rest in Your love and trust in Your power today. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.